Welcome to the Quantum Revenue Expansion Podcast. My name is Ursula Minchus, and I'm a sales expert, strategic business coach, and USA Today bestselling author. I love sharing strategies that show you exactly how to turn your annual revenue into your monthly revenue. If you're looking to take a quantum leap in your revenue or sales, your team, your productivity, your success, and your life, then you are meant to be here. My goal in every episode is to help you take your belief that it's possible to 2x or 10x your revenue while working way less to knowing that it is happening right now. Hey, hey, everybody, and welcome back to Quantum Revenue Expansion, where we talk about turning your annual income into your monthly income. I'm your host, Ursula Minchus, solo show this week, and it's going to be a quick one just because there's a lot going on over here, and travel is happening. Like, it's just a busy time of year, so this might not be the full 30 minutes today, but I promise you this, you're not going to want to miss it because I'm going to be sharing the 7 secrets to grow your sales with AI right now. The 7 secrets to grow your sales with AI right now. And, you know, some of these might not seem like secrets, but I feel like I didn't think about these things. I didn't know about how to use AI in all these ways until recently, right? And so if you're not using AI really creatively yet, then this episode is definitely for you. Also, last month, we hosted our first Double Your Revenue Now Using AI, and we only allowed in 25 entrepreneurs. You had to be there in person, live with your camera on and your ChatGPT open. And it was phenomenal. We had clients saying, attendees saying, that blew my mind. I had no idea. I didn't know what I was doing wrong with AI. I wasn't using AI like that. I didn't know you could use AI like that. I wasn't thinking of it like that. Minds blown. Okay. We ended up with a wait list. Right now, I think we had 28 people that were confirming their spots in the wait list. And of course, not everybody's going to be able to come on the date that we've set. It's May 29th. In the link, you can sign up for the new date. And we don't have another wait list yet, but there'll probably be one starting once this one fills. But you know, not everybody can confirm that they can be there in person fully, right? So that can shift as we move through the confirmation process. So if you want a seat there, grab one, reserve it. It's in the show notes. We'd love to hang out with you. We'd love to help you blow your mind too. And like I'm going to add to it. I keep adding to it because here's the thing. I've built more than 10 custom GPTs already, and I'm just getting started, right? I'm just getting started. And everything from how to double your revenue to turning our call scripts into custom GPTs so you can create a script in like 5 seconds or less, right? I have created an identity, like how to become the next level of you in your business. I'm just playing with it. And if you like creative outlets, I feel like this, you know, AI is an area where you get to be creative all the time. Like it's feeding my creativity that I don't always get to do in my business. I have some allergies today, so forgive me if I cough a little bit. It is finally spring here in Minnesota. And when that happens, just like stuff kind of everywhere in the air. All right, so we're going to dive into these 7 secrets, which again, may or may not be super secretive to you, but maybe you're not using them in this way, or maybe it's secret in the sense that, you know, it didn't occur to you to do this. I had a client yesterday say to me, hey, I can't believe you're turning all these things into custom GPTs. Aren't you worried, right? Like, you know, people won't need you anymore. I'm like, no, because we're just getting started. Here's the thing. The more things I can automate, the more coaching tools that we have that can help our clients double and triple their sales faster, the more they can just keep expanding, right? So it's kind of like we're taking everything, automating it, making it super easy for our clients to use these tools, grow their businesses. One of the things we're working with our clients on now is using AI to bring in revenue. And not just by automating things, but like by creating new programs, new products, new services to bring in more money and, you know, helping clients do that. So what's happening is the more and more freed up we are, the more creative I get to be, the more creative Rebecca gets to be, the more creative we get to be with our clients so that they can have exponential growth. I am the opposite of worried about this. In fact, for coaches and consultants or anyone in a service-based industry, I mean, AI is like the golden ticket. What I'm seeing though is people don't know how to use it, or people aren't playing with it. They're not experiencing different ways that it can grow the revenue. So they're not aware of this. So let's dive in, because in this short episode, I'm going to share 7 secrets that are really sales strategies you can start to implement immediately, because AI is everywhere, right? And the truth is most people aren't using it to their full quantum expansive advantage. All right. Number one, and I may or may not have partnered with AI to write this, but again, remember, my AI is going to be different than your AI. My AI is built on my knowledge database, my books, my programs, what I teach, all of that. So what it shares is going to be different than what someone else's is going to share. Like if you did the same thing, it would come out different. Like this, but this is based on what I teach. So number one, and I thought, wow, this is really good. What if you started every prompt with a sales goal, right? So, you know, like when we work with our clients, they know where they want to be. They want to be at 20,000 a month, or they're at 20,000. They want to be at 40,000 a month, right? Okay. So you can give your AI that context of, I want to be at $40,000 a month. So please write a follow-up email to this particular client to rebook a missed call, knowing that, coming from that place of intentionality, from that place of really wanting to serve. This is something that I teach a lot in our sales classes because, you know, in my book, Selling with Intention, a lot of the things that we developed were based in NLP. NLP is neuro-linguistic programming, and it's really the art of why people do what they do. Why do they take action? How do they think? How do those thoughts impact their actions, right? And their outcomes. And so it's from that perspective. So you could also say that. You could say, write, you know, my follow-up email utilizing the power of NLP. Okay. You don't have to be an NLP expert. It can pull from the web. So you're still going to want to, you know, read it and make sure it sounds correct and like feels in alignment with you, because it's not about being pushy. It's about coming from that place of service. And AI lets you sound incredibly intelligent, right? I shared this before too, for consultants and coaches. I mean, AI, you know, where when we work with clients who maybe, I don't know their industry completely, right? So, you know, let's say it's a pet sitting business. Well, I'm not a pet sitter. I haven't done that. I haven't coached a lot of people in that space. But what if I wanted to know more about it? What if I wanted to know what the going rate is for pet sitting in a particular city? What's the most I could charge? What are creative packages? Like, I could glean so much information before I even met with that prospective pet sitting client that I would blow their minds by the time I got there. You see where I'm going with this? So whatever your business is in, AI can help you prepare for all of those meetings and then help you write emails, messages based on your sales goal. I love that, right? Okay. Second, number two, train AI in your voice. How do you do that? Well, you could upload a past podcast or blog post and say, match this tone and write a direct message response to an interested prospect. So that way you're sharing things that you've written in the past and it's going to adopt your tone. Now you might read it and be like, that doesn't quite make sense, or that doesn't really jive with me. So then you just like, hey, can you rewrite it so it sounds more like me? Here's another example of 2 emails that I've written in the past. Make it sound like this. Okay. Number 3, uncover silent objections. Here's the prompt you could write. What are 5 reasons someone would hesitate to invest in this offer? Okay. Now you're going to want to feed the offer and the copy to your chat, but then you could ask that, what are 5 reasons someone would hesitate to invest in this offer? And they'll give you the 5. And then you could say, okay, what are 5 easy ways I could overcome these objections? Or what are 5 easy ways I could overcome these objections in my sales copy ahead of time, or in my sales conversation ahead of time? So they're not objections, right? The more you can handle objections ahead of time before they become objections, the easier the sales process is. Because for most people, it's the same objections for clients over and over again. Number 4, you can create lead nurture series in minutes. Now you probably know this, right? you could write a prompt that says, and a prompt, for those of you who don't know, I should have said this, a prompt is just what you would ask chat to do in the open little dialogue section. Again, I've talked about this before. I highly recommend the plus version for $20 a month. It just gives you way more capability. But you could write a prompt that says, write a 3-part nurture email series for someone who downloaded my freebie. So you'd feed the freebie in. You could also say, we could go to the first one. You could say, my goal is to hit $40,000 this month. That's, 4 clients or whatever. Please write a 3-part nurture email series for someone who downloaded my freebie who would feed directly into my funnel. You can get that specific so that the writing you're asking for gets better and better. All right. I know I'm going fast. You're keeping up with me, but this is gold, right? These are things I want you to be able to implement immediately. Number 5, you can build quick offer outlines. So good. So here's the prompt. Outline a 6-week offer for service-based CEOs who want to grow to 50K months. Boom. So whatever it is in your business, right? You can write very specific prompts on the kind of offer you want help creating, and chat's going to help you do that. And again, remember, your chat's different than mine. It's pulling from all the things you've already done in it. You're feeding it offers, you're feeding it all these things. So it knows what you want. Number 6, personalize without overworking. Personalize. So the prompt could be, write a custom welcome email for someone who signed up for my masterclass today. I mean, we do this all the time, right? We're using our AI to write messages. But again, it could use the prompt from the beginning. My intention is to hit $50,000 this month or $40,000 this month. Knowing that, that's 4 clients a month. I need a really juicy, super amazing, over the top custom welcome email for someone who signed up for my masterclass today that automatically invites them to an appointment with me, right? You could put your Calendly appointment in there. This is, again, what I'm showing you is the more specific you are, the clearer you are with your intentions when you're working with ChatGPT, obviously the better outcome. Again, that's why I'm not like, when people are like, aren't you afraid this is going to take over? No, because my chat depends on me being able to feed it. Just like yours, just like everybody else's, we're playing the same game when it comes to chat. The question is, how can you really up-level the conversation you're having with chat, your intentionality, what you're asking it to do so it can give you the best results possible? And 7, this is one of my favorites. I was like, oh, this is so good. Use AI to role play sales calls. I'm actually doing a marketing and sales quarterly session with our clients today. And I was like, oh my gosh, I wish I would have seen this and thought about this before because it'd be a fun prompt. Now I want to create it. I also would love to create a custom GPT around this. So the prompt, what you would type in is, okay, chat, act as a hesitant buyer and help me practice overcoming objections with clarity and confidence. I'll say that again. Act as a hesitant buyer and help me practice overcoming objections with clarity and confidence. One of the things I'm going to have Trisha do is put these prompts in the show notes so you have them and you can grab them and you can play with them. Okay. I know this was short today, but here's the thing. I've given you so much to go and play with. That's my invitation. Take this, use it, start to implement it. And if you want to learn how to use AI in your business without the fluff, again, join us for my free 2-hour training, Double Your Monthly Revenue Now Using AI. It's free. It's 2 hours. I'm going to blow your mind. If you're not writing custom GPTs yet, if you're not using AI in everything you do, you've got to be there. Trisha and I already estimated that between the two of us, it's saving us 20 to 30 hours a week. And that's between the two of us. And because of that, it's allowing us to focus on higher end activities, right? I have another company now. So I have 2 companies that I'm running. I couldn't do that without the power of AI. I want to start a 3rd company. I couldn't do that without the power of AI. I want you to have a multi-million dollar business idea and let it explode and then have another one and another one. That's why we're here. That's why we're hanging out with you. So sign up. And even if by the time you get this, you get on the wait list, you can get in the next one. I'm hoping that we'll be able to do more of those because spots are limited. I only can have 25 people at a time to be able to get all the prompts. And that was pushing it. Let me be clear. It's a lot of moving pieces to get everyone up to speed because at that class, we're going to help you align your ChatGPT with you and your voice. I'm going to show you how to do that. And then I'm going to show you, you get to use the AI blueprint, our custom GPT, that's going to show you how to double your monthly revenue using AI. And then we're going to talk a little bit about custom GPTs and kind of anything else that we can support you with. Power Pack 2 hours. Like, this could literally change the trajectory and the expansion of your business this year and allow you to start other businesses if that's something you choose, because it's a game changer. Total, complete game changer. All right, everybody, that's it for this week. Super excited to hang with you. Make this your most epic month yet. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to leave a review on iTunes so I know what you like and can create content that guides you to uplevel your business even more. If you want more strategic business tips, follow me on social media. You'll find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And you can visit my website at www.ursulainc.co. I love being on this journey with you and can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. In the meantime, make this your most epic month yet.